I want to speak to you tonight about the most important decision in any man's life in this world. Every man, woman, or child has to make a very important decision. Why do I speak of decisions? 5 weeks ago, I went to the nearest town just to buy a couple of things. It was Saturday morning, just a peace, quiet morning. Just went off, said to my wife, in 10 minutes I'll be off and back. On my way back, I got to the roundabout, about a mile away from my house. Got to this roundabout. There are 3 ways out of this roundabout, okay? 2 of those ways can lead me home. Normal decision, normal administration. How many decisions do we make in life? I chose to go one way. I went 20 meters. The road was shut. Road was shut. The lady said, "Don't go that way, it's okay." I couldn't go back. I had to go that way. I went on, a mile long. The road was shut. Police was there. "Sorry, sir, can't come this way." I said, "I've got to go there. My house is there." I said, "No, sorry. No, there's a cycle race. Can't go here." I said, "Well, can I just nip back quickly? Back to the roundabout. I'll just give away, please." I said, "So you can try and go." I went, got there. Police was there. The same roundabout I'd gone through 1 minute earlier was shut. Was shut. I had to do 5 meters from here to there. And I said, "Please, can you let me go?" "No." I said, "Is the race coming now?" "There's no, we'll be back in an hour's time." "What? An hour's time? I need to do 5 meters. He says, "No, sorry. You'll have to go 25 miles away. Round the corner, that's the best way you can miss the race." I said, "Are you sure about this?" "I said, yeah, I'm sure." So what did I do? I went 25 miles away. What happened? I got to roundabout. I was stopped! And waited 10 minutes till the race went by. 2 hours later, now, it all seems a funny, happy job. I tell you one thing. I've done that roundabout about 200, 300, 400 times in my life. The last 20 years. Normal administration. I took the wrong decision. That wrong decision meant I got 2 hours later at home. My dear friend, if you take the wrong decision tonight, it's not just delaying to get home. You might be lost forever. Listen to the message and make the right decision. Man has been created with the capacity and the possibility to decide. Whose fault was it I made that wrong decision? The policeman? The race? The neighbor? No, dear friend, it was my own decision. As you stand with God's word in your hand or listen to it, you are responsible as how you're going to answer and what you're going to decide. I back up that with scripture. Genesis chapter 3, verse 6 tells us why man is responsible of his own decisions. I'm just going to read verse 6. "And the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a pleasure for the eyes, and the tree was to be desired to give intelligence." A situation in life, any situation that you can encounter in your life, you know. This woman saw these things. This tree, she really thought it was a good thing. What does the Bible say? "And she took of its fruit and ate it and gave it also to her husband with her, and he ate." Whose decision was it to take that fruit? Was it the serpent's decision to take that fruit? No. We, dear friend, are responsible before God on how we're going to respond
decide as to the gospel tonight. Remember it as you listen to the gospel. What does the gospel do? A wonderful thing. It presents to you the real truth. There was one of my ancestors, 2,000 years ago, his name was Pilate. I'm ashamed that he was my ancestor, but as I would have done exactly the same thing, I'd kind of just be humble there. You know what he said? He stood in front of a man, and this man, his name was Jesus, and he says, you know, I can crucify you. And he says, he asked a question. Pilate asked a question. What is truth? I come from a country where we make laws so that we can find a way around them. What is truth in Italy is very significant. Everybody's got their own truth. The gospel is preached tonight, my dear friend, so that we are faced with the truth. There is only one truth, and it is in one man, Jesus. John 3, verse 16, is the first scripture that I want to refer us to the gospel. I was amazed walking in the countryside in Northern Ireland the other day. There's a lamppost, and there it was, John 3:16. I nearly fell on my floor. So how is that possible? How do these people know it? You know what John 3:16 says? That God so much loved the world, that is me and you, that he gave his only begotten Son. That means that God has a Son, and he sent him into this world because he loved you and me. Listen, listen carefully. Goes on. So that whoever believes in him or on him may not perish, but have eternal life. Are you getting the idea of the decision you have to make tonight? I'm going to speak a few more minutes and then I'll come to the point, but you should be getting the idea what the decision is about. So what does this verse tell us? Well, it tells us that God loves you. And this is a very important point. Do you know how many hundreds and thousands of people in this world are depressed because they don't feel loved? Because nobody loves. Well, I can tell you, the great news tonight is that God loves you. And God sent his Son because he loved you and me. Praise the Lord. Romans 5. Verse 8. Okay, God loves us. Got it? No, not sure about it. Really? How is it possible? Listen to this. God commends his love to us. He hasn't just shown it. He's going to say, look, Vic, my name is Victoria. He says, Victoria, come here. I'm going to commend this love to you. How do I do this? Listen to it. Listen how he does it. He says it. He says that in that we, being still sinners, Christ has died for us. What does this verse do? Do amazing things. It tells us what me and you, what we are, who we are. Do you want to know? Do you want the truth? I'm going to tell you the truth tonight. Not because I am the truth, because I read from the truth. Me and you are sinners. Disastrous. We are sinners. We sin. We sin. We've sinned. We will sin against God and against man. We will do terrible things. We have done. We do. Read it every day in the newspaper. Just look into your heart. You have enough to see in there. Believe me. This verse tells us that we're all sinners. The truth is that all men have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. That means we've failed. We've failed at the standard of God. A sinless, spotless standard. We've failed. How miserable. People don't want to hear this. But it's very important to hear this so that you can appreciate the truth. What is the truth? Second thing that this verse tells us is that we, being still sinners,
How amazing is this verse? We being still sinners.
It's not I was a sinner, I will be a sinner. We are sinners.
Christ has died for us. What does this verse tell us? That Christ Jesus, the Son of God, who God sent because he loves you and me, came into this world and he died on the cross at Calvary. What did he do? He shed his own blood so that you and I could have an opportunity to be saved. Saved from what? I don't need to be saved. What do I need to be saved from? I tell you, you're a sinner. You need to be saved from your state of a sinner. Because sin is a bondage, is a slavery, and it will pull you, and pull me down till I die. The wages of sin is death. That is the truth. So then, Christ died for us. Let me go on. Acts 4. What is the third thing the gospel does? It tells me an amazing thing. That there is only one truth. There is only one truth. Listen to this. Acts 4 verse 12. Salvation is in none other. For neither is there another name under heaven which is given among men by which we must be saved. Whoa. There's only one name, one only way in which we can be saved. It's not in which we can. Listen to it. In which we must be saved. Listen carefully. Why is it must? God commands every man, woman, and child in this world to be saved. How can we be saved? How then can we be saved? Through one man, through one name. Who is that man? Can you guess? If you've listened to the story, can you guess? Yes, it is. It's him. It's the Son of God. It's Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners. He's that man. He's the only way in which you must be saved. So what happens now? What is it? How does this happen? How does it work out? Here it comes. Here it comes. This is the most important decision you have to make in your life. And it's to answer to a question of the Bible. Matthew 27. That same man I was speaking to you about, that humbles me every time, he not only asked what was the truth, he asked another question. He asked it to himself. It was a rhetorical question. He should have answered it. The man says here in Matthew 27, verse 22, Pilate says to them, "What then shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" This is, my dear friend, the most important decision you have to make in your life. You have to ask yourself, what are you going to do with Jesus in your life? What are the options? My dear friend, listen carefully. You can either believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, or you cannot believe. There's only two ways. There's only two answers. There's not 1,001 answers. There's not a way around this question. I urge you to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. What does that mean for young ones? I heard this message many, many times. What does it mean? What does it mean to believe in Jesus? Very, very simple. You must believe that Jesus is the Son of God, the one whom we spoke about. The one that came down here to commend God's love to you. To show that God loves you. God cares for you. Believe that he's the Son of God. Believe, dear friend, that he came in this world to save sinners. That he died on the cross because of your sin, my sin. Because he wasn't a sinner. He's a spotless man. I am a sinner. Christ died. Believe that he died because of your sin. Believe that he was buried in a tomb. Believe that he rose from the dead. That tomb was empty. And believe that he's now living in heaven, calling you personally with your personal name. I'm going to finish with a warning, because it's very important. John 12, verse 48. You see, dear friend, you may think that, okay, I get it. I've heard this message hundreds of times. But I'm not ready to make this decision. I don't want to make this decision. Why did you present this to me? Believe me, dear friend, the reason I'm presenting this message to you tonight is because God loves you. Because God loves you. God wants you. Wants you to be saved. That is why I'm telling you the story. I could be miles away, you know. I don't want to be miles away. I want to tell you that Jesus loves you and he died for you. Now listen, here's a warning. John 12, verse 48. He that rejects me and does not receive my words has him who judges him. Oh yeah? Who's that? Listen, read on. The word which I have spoken, that shall judge him in the last day. Dear friend, the gospel is a complete message. It brings a message of salvation to your heart. But that same message, if you reject it, will be the basis of your eternal destruction and judgment. Don't waste time. Don't be as silly as I was on that roundabout. Make the right decision now. Accept Jesus as your Savior, personal Savior in your heart. Confess your sins to him and him alone. Ask him to come into your life. Open your heart to Jesus. He will run into it because he came and died for you on the cross. May you turn to Jesus tonight for his name's sake.